Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I forgot to give away the weekend prize pack last hour, and I teased you for it, and I hate to be a tease. But how about we give away a pair of tickets to see El Divo? It's a new touring group of holiday songs coming to the Energy Center on December the 1st. Tickets are on sale right now at livenation.com. I'm going to do caller number 3 to our contest line at 404-741-0750. Crystal's going to handle that for me. 404-741-0750 for El Divo. It's a new tour they have of holiday song celebration coming to the Energy Center on December the 1st. So that will be great. That's going to caller number 3. Now we're switching gears. We're going thinking fall and apples. And I am from Blue Ridge, Georgia. And one of the things I'm most proud of from being from there is Mercier's Orchard. And I've known this man, Tim Mercier, my entire life. And Tim Mercier is in the studio, and his son-in-law, David Lillard. I want to change it. Lillard. So Tim has been growing apples, second generation. Your mom and dad started it with just a handful of acres, Tim.
Good afternoon, Belinda. Glad that you let us come in to speak with you today. 25 acres, many, 76 years ago,
wow,
to be exact. And now we're at about we're farming about 300 acres of land and grow a lot of different crops.
You do. Strawberries, peaches, blueberries, you name it, the Merciers are growing it. And you're one of the finest families of our community. You're giving back every time I look around, and you're expanding into different areas. You have the pies and the donuts, which I wouldn't let you in the door until I had a box. So thank you for bringing them. And the restaurant. Tell me about the restaurant.
It's a great addition to the market and all. It's something that it's kind of a deli restaurant type deal. It brings in a lot of folks. And it's one of those things that we didn't think we would be doing back years ago when we thought all we were going to do was grow apples and sell apples. We're now, I've learned that I don't say what I'm not going to do,
right,
because something else will come along and we'll try it.
Exactly. And I'm given orders every time I go see my parents from neighbors, from my children, from people, you know, that I work with. I'm given a list of things to come back with. So I either stop going in or coming back to Mercier's Orchard. And I always ask if you're there. And generally, you're out in the field.
I try to move around a lot. I let the next generation do all the work. I like to think that I'm just the agitator and I keep them all moving.
David, so what's going on? What have you brought to Mercier's since you've joined the team?
Well, it took a while for me to catch up. I'm filling some big shoes with Tim Mercier. He's got 50 or 60 years experience where I was, you know, fresh out of college, didn't know what I was doing. So it took a while, a big learning curve for me to understand exactly how it was all working. But I think I've adopted pretty well.
He's a better apple grower today than I am.
So you know, this is all going on air.
That's good.
Be careful.
I started to say that's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, so we've just continued the tradition. We're part of the third generation, obviously, growing at Mercier's. We've added some hard cider since I've been there, which has been really nice. We've added a couple of
tasting room.
Yes, we've expanded and started U-Pick, which has really taken off.
You got to tell them about U-Pick. I mean, this is tremendous. You load them on a tractor and a hay ride and ride them through the orchard and give them a little half a peck bag or a peck bag to pick and let them have it.
We do. It is a great experience. You come out on a fall day or, you know, any weekend we have, usually starting in mid-April, we do U-Pick. We try and offer U-Pick, starting with strawberries in April. We move to blueberries, blackberries. We do peaches. And then coming up probably in another weekend or so, we'll start with apples. We put them on a wagon, and it's just great to see those kids out there. You know, they finally understand where fruit comes from.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from the grocery store. It comes from a lot of hard work with a lot of generations of knowledge that you know, that get put into it just before it becomes a good piece of fruit.
Well, I really should have explained it to my youngest, Andrew, how U-Pick worked, because we were all out there as a family doing U-Pick, and I was out there doing my own thing and letting him run around, and he came back to me, and he didn't look so good, and he was picking an apple and eating it, picking an apple and eating it. After about the fourth or fifth one, his little bag was empty. And I said, what have you done? Your bag's empty. And he said, well, I'm picking them and I'm eating them, like you said. And I'm picking them and I'm eating them. And I said, well, that's not exactly what I said. I said, you pick it and you put it in the bag. So he was a little green for the rest of the day. We didn't have a lot of his to make a pie with. But my explanation needs to be a little bit more expansive with the kids. But so kids can get out there and pick enough to make a pie, make whatever they want.
Or just walk around in the orchard and look at the apples on the tree. It's a lot of fun watching the people and the kids do it. I got to admit, though, that when they came up with the idea, I was kind of in the middle on which way we go. My mother and dad looked at me and said, you're going to do what?
Have all these people running through the orchard?
Running all over the place in the orchard, but it's turned out to be a very good thing in the fall of the year. And it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Now, how many varieties of apples do you actually grow?
We probably grow anywhere from 45 to 50 varieties. I think I've lost count.
Really?
We add so many new ones every year that we're probably up around 50 varieties of fruit. You know, we try and cover all the tastes. Not everybody likes real sweet apples or real tart apples. So we try and cover the gamut of flavors for folks.
Now, Tim, I know my dad's told you 1,000 times my favorite type of apple. What is it?
Fuji, probably.
It is.
That's what he gets, so I figured you probably were following him.
Yes, I'm a Fuji all the way. And I've even seen your wares and apples and ciders in Whole Foods.
Yes, we've all over the years done a lot with Whole Foods and those places. They've been very good to us over the years to feature our fruit. We're getting to the point, though, as we grow, we're finding that we can do more and more of our fruit right there at the farm, and that's a plus for us. We like to sell it all there and not have to send it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So as more and more people venture out to do it, that's great. It's great for us.
How many people will you say stop by on a weekend because you had to expand the parking lot?
I'd be afraid to utter a number in October on a Saturday and Sunday because I don't want to scare anybody away. But uncommon to have 8,000 or 10,000 people pass through the farm on a Saturday in October.
Wow, but it's a big building and you can handle
a lot. We think we're moving them through pretty quick.
Yes. And if you go to the North Georgia Mountains and you don't stop by Mercier's, you have wasted a trip north if you don't stop by. I mean, it's not just apples. It's apple cider. It's apple butter. I mean, are those things made in-house, a lot of them?
Not all of them. Most all of the juices and the pies and stuff all are made there on the farm, the hard ciders. A lot of the other canned goods have to come from someone that has a certified kitchen, so we work with many different people on the different products and recipes.
Now, one of my favorite things growing up near Mercier's Orchard was when we were going to have a freeze. And y'all would take your irrigation and water the trees and let it freeze on them so it didn't get below a certain temperature and lose the trees. And it looked like a winter wonderland all across the orchard.
Well, that's true. It might be fun to look at, and really it is pretty when the sun is coming up in the morning and you see that ice on the trees. But for us, it's a pretty scary time.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate. Last year, we had a very short crop. This year, we have probably one of the best crops we've ever had. Mother Nature has a way that it doesn't always work the way you want it to.
What makes the soil and climate and Blue Ridge so good for apples?
Well, it's our cool nights and warm days. That's the big thing that an apple needs. And the mountains of North Georgia are well suited. We have great rainfall. So you put all that together with the soils, and they've been we have good soils there in the mountains that work good for apples and even the vineyards that are beginning to spring up all over North Georgia. So it's a good place to grow fruit, and we have a good climate for it.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're speaking with Tim Mercier and David Lillard on Mercier's Apple Orchard. We're going to come back with more about apples and all things related. You're listening to 95.5 WSB Atlanta's news and traffic. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're talking about Mercier's Orchard up in Blue Ridge, Georgia, my stomping ground. We have Tim Mercier and David Lillard.
You'll get it the next time.
I will. The next time you're on, I'll get it. That's generally the way it works. And you have something fun coming up on August the 24th, the day before my birthday. And I'm going to it, so I hope folks join me. It's the craft beer and the cider beer tasting. So tell us about that, David.
Heck yeah. This will be our second year with this. We had a festival last year that people didn't think were going to get off the ground. We had 1,000 tickets for sale, and we sold out every single one.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to be a great festival this year. What we do is we invite about 30 or so hard cider and craft beer vendors to the orchard, and they set up tents in the orchard.
Yeah,
so you'll be in a
perfect.
Beautiful venue, 360-degree views. We had some great weather last year. We have some good cover bands. We have a Tom Petty cover band, and we have a Fleetwood Mac cover band coming.
Awesome.
So for one admission, you get all the free samples you want.
And there's food.
And there's food. We'll have food trucks there, and we'll be making pies up on site. So it's going to be a great festival. I think there's 2,000 tickets available, so head to our website. Check it out.
And that's MercierOrchards.com. And let me spell that for you, because a lot of people butcher Merciers. And that's MercierS. And that's MercierOrchard.com. And get your tickets early, because like David said, they sold out last year of the tickets they had, but they've doubled it this year.
We've doubled it this year. Yes,
so
ma'am.
You're going to have food, craft beer, cider beers, Fleetwood cover band, Tom Petty cover band. I mean, that's going to be a good time. Thank y'all for doing that for my birthday.
That's why we're doing it.
We knew you would enjoy.
I'm going to enjoy it thoroughly. I can't thank you enough. And all the things that Mercier's does for the community is unbelievable. You guys just give back and give back and give back and are pillars of the community and such a great family. And you are Apple Capital of the World to me and to a lot of other people. And you put out such a great product. And you can't go home without some apple pie and some donuts and some cider. I like it warm with the little mulling spice.
That's when it's great, and it's a little cool outside.
That's right. It replaces coffee and tea at that point.
That's right.
Yeah, replace it with coffee and tea. And they have all that stuff you can buy for that at Mercier. So it's you know, you're going to turn in, think it's Christmas morning as soon as you walk in the door. You're going to go crazy. Get a buggy. Don't think you're going to carry all this around. Get a buggy as soon as you walk in. So thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, Belinda.
Mercier, thank you for having us.
Yes, great to see you, Tim.
Good to see you.
MercierOrchard.com. Coming up next, it's almost time for the PGA Tour Championship at Eastlake to crown the winner of the 30 entries that are coming back to Atlanta for the title. So stay tuned. We'll tell you all about that and how to get tickets. You're listening to 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and traffic.
Hey, you could... This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It's Tour Championship at Eastlake time. That's where the top 30 players come back to Atlanta to play. And there's been a little date change. It's in August this year, Martin, so you've kind of thrown me off a little bit.
Thank you, Belinda. No, it's exciting news. Great for the city. Great for the game of golf. Now the PGA Tour season will culminate the third week of August, so this will be the first year with a date change. Really, it was setting up the entire PGA Tour schedule where we had just wonderful events beginning in March with the Players' Championship and just a great cadence of every month we had a major event rolling into the Masters and the PGA Championship in May, the U.S. Open in June, the Open Championship in July, and now we have the FedEx Cup playoffs and ultimately crowning our FedEx Cup champion right here in Atlanta in August on August 25th. So just a wonderful new season for the PGA Tour this year.
I think a lot of Atlantans don't know that it ends right here in our city. I mean, what a prideful thing to happen.
Every FedEx Cup champion has been crowned on the 18th green at Eastlake, 6 miles east of downtown Atlanta. How cool is that?
Yeah.
We get to finish the entire golf season, the entire PGA Tour season, right here in Atlanta every year. So we are extremely excited to be moving to this new date, third week in August, weekend before Labor Day. It's really going to be an amazing thing this year.
So I understand there's a new scoring system.
Yes, in addition to the date change, obviously with our move up to August, now when the top 30 players come to Atlanta, it used to be we would reset the points. And so every player had a mathematical shot at winning the FedEx Cup by winning the Tour Championship. Beginning this year and moving forward, we're going to switch to a strokes-based reset. And so essentially, the player that's in first place in the FedEx Cup standings coming into Atlanta will now start the tournament at 10 under par, which will then work all the way back to players 26 through 30 being at even par. And then once you tee up, you go. So what does this do? Well, in a real life scenario and an example of what the strokes base versus the points base looks like, last year Tiger Woods had about an 8-foot birdie putt at the end of the tournament there on the 72nd hole. All he had to do was really 3-putt to win the tournament. He rolled it up, tapped it in, place went nuts, and he won the Tour Championship.
Yeah.
And Justin Rose won the FedEx Cup. So if we had been under the strokes base last year, that birdie putt that Tiger Woods had would have been to go into a playoff with Justin Rose for the FedEx Cup. So it eliminates the confusion of the points, and now it's just strokes, much easier for the fans to follow on the grounds and watching at home. And also, it'll deliver us one champion every year, which is something we're very excited about.
That makes sense. That's going to be exciting to watch. That's the voice of Martin Stevenson. He's Tour Director of Tour Championship. And we have Allison Fillmore. She's the Executive Director of the Tour Championship. And Allison, people, when there's a large event like this in the city, they start worrying about parking and how they're going to get there.
Absolutely. And the best way to get to the Tour Championship is utilizing Uber. We have probably one of the best experiences where folks can actually come right into the property from right across the street from the course. It's the easiest way to get there. But we do have a couple of different changes right now for our parking. This year, we'll be parking at the Georgia World Congress Center in the Marshalling Yard and Yellow Lots. For a $15 fee, a free shuttle will bring you over to the tournament, drop you off right at the main entrance. We also have some parking at the City of College Park, and that will be a $10 fee. But there we'll also have free shuttles that will drop you right off at the beginning, right off at the entrance, our Glenwood Gate.
That sounds great and easy. So tell us about some of the cool, fun things that you have planned for the week.
Well, it's all about creating a phenomenal experience for our spectators right on the grounds of East Lake Golf Club. And really, it's about creating a local feel. While our event is obviously very international, we have the top 30 players in the world. Yeah. It's broadcasting in over 225 countries with a reach of a billion homes around the world. But when you step inside the gates, we want to have a very local Atlanta feel. So we're excited to once again be providing the fan destination called the So Cool Zone, done in partnership with our proud partner Southern Company. We've actually expanded it this year. You'll see kind of a new layout. We'll have great food offerings from Fox Brothers Barbecue, Universal Joint, Steinbeck's, as well as our general concessions, Henri's Bakery. Once again, we have in Turkey Po' Boys out in the concession there, a putting experience, a really neat activation with our proud partner Southern Company, as well as the Georgia Aquarium. In addition to that, we're going to continue to provide the Coca-Cola Fan Lounge in partnership with other proud partner Coca-Cola on the 8th Green, a phenomenal setting with great views of golf. And Coca-Cola is going to have some new twists this year. They'll be bringing back the swing simulator for daily prizes, which will be a lot of fun for fans. They're actually going to be also bringing in Victory Sandwich Shop this year to be doing the food offering within this venue, in addition to having some frozen cocktails as well as non-alcoholic cocktails for all of our friends to enjoy and really to beat the heat while they're out at the golf tournament and enjoying the top 30 players in the world.
Something that you do that I think is amazing is your youth policy. 18 and under get in free.
It's something that we are very proud of. It's all about growing the game, and we want to introduce this wonderful game and our tournament to all the youth across the country and obviously here in Atlanta. So it's actually up to 4 youths per ticketed adult. 18 and under are able to come out and enjoy the tournament complimentary. And they get to enjoy the So Cool Zone, the Coca-Cola Fan Lounge. We're also going to be having a new build-out on the 8th Fairway, the Peachtree Porch, where we'll have some great activations with our partners at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra, as well as Charles Schwab doing a swing simulator. And we'll have 2 new food partners, an NFA Burger, as well as Hawker's Asian Street Fair. And it's going to be this awesome deck that overlooks the 8th Fairway and extended views of the clubhouse, the Island Green 15 off in the distance. We'll have some shade sails up there. Just a wonderful spot for fans to go and sit down, have some great local food, have some drinks, and enjoy their afternoon out at East Lake. And please bring the kids, because obviously it's, you can't beat that value, being able to bring out all the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Free fun for the kids.
Exactly.
Well, are there other things that are going on throughout the week that our listeners need to know about?
Well, throughout the week, you know, we'll have obviously our practice round day is probably the best day to come out and enjoy and get autographs, especially with the kids. It's just a $30 ticket to be able to come out and walk the grounds and enjoy all those fan amenities we had been talking about earlier. But really, it's a day that the players are a little bit more laid back. You know, they're not in the throes of the competition on Thursday through Sunday. Obviously, they are competing for our greatest prize in golf. So once the competition starts, it's all business. But that Wednesday is a great day where you can come out and get up close on the rope line, and maybe a player throws a ball or signs an autograph or two. So a great experience to come out and enjoy.
Okay, now we've piqued everybody's interest and they want to come out and see the tournament. How did they get tickets?
Well, the easiest way to do it is actually go to tourchampionship.com, and you can get your tickets there. We are excited this year to actually be debuting a mobile ticket. So all of our grounds tickets will be mobile this year. We've also transitioned a number of our hospitality venues on the golf course, and by 2020, the entire tournament will be fully mobile on tickets. So it's an exciting time for the event, and makes it that much easier when you go get your tickets. Something comes up last minute, it's easy to email it and forward it to a friend to go in your place.
Yeah.
So we're excited about debuting the mobile tickets for our grounds tickets this year.
Great. And you have a charity impact going along with the tournament.
Absolutely. The greatest thing about this tournament is that once you buy a ticket, you are supporting some amazing charities within the Atlanta community. The East Lake Foundation, Purpose Built Schools Atlanta, and the Grove Park Foundation, as well as the First Tee of Metro Atlanta. And we're really excited this year because with the Drew Charter School that is supported by the East Lake Foundation, their boys' golf team was the first African-American golf team in the United States to win states.
Wow.
And our proud partners, Coca-Cola and Southern Company, were so generous that they funded their trip to Nationals in Orlando. So they participated this year. They did a great job, and we're so happy. And we'll be celebrating them throughout the Tour Championship during the week at our opening ceremonies and different events throughout the week as well.
That is so cool. Well, if you want to go over one more time how to get tickets and the date so people won't miss this event.
Of course, the tournament is August 21st to the 25th. Practice round on Wednesday the 21st in the competition. It's a four-day no-cut event. All 30 players will play all 4 days. And we will be crowning, again, our FedEx Cup champion in the shadows of the clubhouse there on Sunday afternoon and giving out that big $15 million check to the winner for the season-long champion, which we're very excited about. Just go to tourchampionship.com. As Allison had referenced earlier, Uber is really the easiest way to get out to the event from anywhere in the city. Hop in an Uber and you get dropped off 30 yards from the custom Uber gate that sits right on the 13th fairway. As easy as it can be to get to the tournament, within 40 steps, you're inside the ground staring at the 17th green and the 18th tee box. I mean, right in the heart of the action. So we highly suggest that. And obviously, we've got the other parking options as well.
Okay, Martin Stevenson and Allison Fillmore, I can't thank you enough for coming on again this year and telling us all about it. It's one of Atlanta's crowning jewels that we have in our city, and we want you folks to go out and enjoy it and take pleasure in it. We're going to be doing another little segment on the food at the PGA Tour Championship at East Lake a little later in the month. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. It's our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, and he has a website we want you to check out, bitesandsights.net. So you have something for the barbecue listeners.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad that it actually took the Atlanta Braves uprooting and leaving Turner Field for that area down there to redevelop. Because that was why they left in the first place. But now, lo and behold, the Summerhill neighborhood, it's on the cusp of becoming this incredible little micro hamlet that's totally worth driving to. So the first big restaurant that's open down there is called Woods Chapel Barbecue. This is a wonderful new addition to the scene. It's from the guys who brought us the West Egg, the General Muir, Yala, and Fred's Meat and Bread. It's named for a small church that was built there during the reconstruction, and this is going to vault right to the top of a lot of people's barbecue lists. So running the kitchen is Chef Todd Ginsburg. He has done incredible things for the dining scene in Atlanta. Now he takes a shot at barbecue, and is, as I expected, everything you'd expect from a top chef who's mastered many cooking disciplines he brings to this endeavor. So if you're asking what style is Woods Chapel, it's kind of a greatest hits. They do an incredible Texas-style moist brisket. There's St. Louis-style pork ribs. They have a Scottish salmon, smoked turkey breast. It's sort of a little bit of everything. They've got a smokehouse right next to the restaurant. Every morsel I tried was best in class. Perfect balance of smoke, the heat, the moisture. The thing that blew my mind is they do a brisket grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh my God.
That's served on TGM Bread, which is their sister company. It's a just an overload of savory, the bread crunches. It's just one of the most crave-worthy hashtag heart attack on a plate sandwiches you can ever try. Great sides are paramount for a barbecue joint. This is where Ginsburg kind of shows off a little bit of his creative risk-taking. They've got mac and cheese, and they do some baked beans with burnt ends that were great. But also, I had an incredible watermelon salad with fresh mint. They do a spicy cucumber salad. They have a beet and jalapeno coleslaw. So, you know, the chef's got really mad skills, and this is just a place where he puts those on. So, Woods Chapel Barbecue, blocks away from the old Turner Field. Now it's Georgia State Stadium. It's kind of like Atlanta rising from the ashes after the Civil War. This is Summerhill. It's coming online, and people are going to go crazy. They love it down there.
That's awesome to hear. Where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
My website is bitesnsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. I've got a bunch of pictures on Woods Chapel Barbecue, and then also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My handle is at Bites and Sites.
All right. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.